clothes. What I wear at work.
Obviously, all the PP, the personal protective equipment, needed to be issued the first day that we arrived. So on my first day, I remember following my manager around the stores. I got piled with two pair of wool trousers, a jacket, a helmet, a pair of shoes, glasses, and I couldn't see where I was going. I had that much protective clothing on me.
Once you got in, you came into normal clothing and then changed into working clothing.
Yeah, we always came in normal.
Which, as Dave says, was a sweat towel, you know, a working shirt. Yeah. And clogs.
That's
right. We used to wear clogs.
All the older guys.
We had to buy yourself.
Have big Macs on, didn't they?
Yeah, long Macs. Yeah. They
always had long Macs.
Oh, 40 yards at matching it. All that flat caps on.
There's a bridle chain where you used to push with your hands in there. Everybody wore a flat out. They never had gloves. You should just take that off and use that. It was chain one.
I mean, bearing in mind, there were no free issue clothing then for work.
No.
And you always have to buy your own boots and all your working clothes.
It was a big steal and bother from everybody in you. If you've any old clothes and you don't want them, let me have them on, use them for work.
When I asked what people wear at work, John Smith, age 15, said, "The boys in the rolling mill often get burnt legs. This wears their trousers, but does not hurt them much. They wear leather aprons for heating steel."